This is one list of CUDA that I want to just finish up with in terms of last week and then really segue into what I wanted to talk about. It's hard to use the phrase the new sugya. It's a new dimension of the sugya. I guess after a few kol tarkul has been one big sugya, so we don't have to feel guilty about what you can't. But the last nakuda that we were talking about, we developed the whole yisrael of the last week and before. But even though the starting point in terms of ilchus brachas is called mitzvahs mevarach lemov lasiyasan, there is room for an exception here and there. One of the exceptions appears in the Gemara explicitly, and that was the exception of Tvila, which was a major machlokes, what case it was even. Then we started to see the Rishonim started to add on a little bit more, maybe the Tilsa Dayim, and maybe a Locus Neiris, and other examples, maybe certain degree Shchit in certain scenarios. We had all these possible nuances of mitzvahs where the rules change. But the common denominator between all these mitzvahs was is that it was Eifshar, that there's some kind of a technical, almost a superimposed concern, reason that prevents me from doing things in the right way. So whether it was the fact that the person wasn't Jewish, or the fact that the person was about carry, or whether the woman was Mekabel Shabbos already, or one of the hands were dirty from going to the bathroom, or maybe the case of the Shechita, that the animal was a suffix tray for every single case, we bumped into some kind of a halachic complication that prevented us from reciting the bracha at the right time. So there's one other example of this notion that there's some kind of a technical, almost a quirk, that prevents me from reciting the bracha at the right time, which is, again, also subject to machlokes. Every one of these cases is subject to machlokes, except for the case of the Gemara. And even the case of the Gemara is subject to machlokes, is what the Gemara meant. But there's one other case, a fascinating possible exception to the rule, which also has something to do with some kind of a glitch, some kind of a temporary problem, some kind of a issue that prevents me from reciting the bracha properly. So if you take a look at the Rambam, those who have a Rambam in Sefer Noshim, they sent on the Makaris. So the Rambam in Sefer Noshim Hukos Ishus, for a Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam tells us about Gimel Achav Gimel. Call the Kaddish Isha, Beinai the Atzbo, Beinai the Shliach. Tzarch Levarat Kodem Hakiddushin. Who O Shlucho? Rechakim Kaddish. So the Rambam says that when you get married, right before you Makaddish the woman, if you are doing it yourself, so you make the bracha. If your Shliach is doing it, then your Shliach makes the bracha. Rechakim Kaddish. And after you make the bracha, then you perform the Kiddushin. The same way that you write a side of bracha before any other mitzvah, kedusha is no different from achilas matzah, from kishoy for kris and megillah and chanukah. It's the same. Kol mitzvahs of bracha mevelas yosef. So the Rambam is quoting the Gemara in Ksubas, but adding to it a little bit. The Gemara in Ksubas of Zayin is the source for the idea of bracha we call brachas erusin, bracha and kedusha. Asher kedushan mitzvahs and tefillah arayis. It's the bracha we recite under the chuppah. The first of the brachas recited under the chuppah. So the Rambam is adding to the Gemara because the Gemara doesn't exactly say why you recite this bracha. The Gemara just says, B'shas Kedusha, this bracha is recited. It doesn't say why. Rambam says, the Gemara doesn't have to tell you. I'll tell you why. It's self-explanatory why. It's a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam counts Kedusha as one of the tag mitzvahs, ki kachisha is mitzvahsim in the Torah, and therefore warrants a bracha no different than any other mitzvah. And therefore, according to the Rambam, since the bracha is a mitzvah, it warrants a bracha before the Kedusha, like any other mitzvah. And then the Rambam goes on further. V'mkidesh v'lo birich. What if a person gave the ring, puts the ring on the finger, and then gavalt, forgot to make the bracha? Lo yivarach achar kiddushin. Then you cannot recite the bracha afterwards. Shezor bracha matol. This is the Rambam l'shitoso, who holds back the nuchas brachas. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. That the rule of common mitzvahs with bracha mavolas yasan is even midiyavin, is even likuva. That under no circumstances, except for that maybe one or two exceptions that Chazal speak about, can one even be d'yevid recite a bracha after the mitzvah has been performed. Therefore, the Rambam l'shitaso nechaz bracha says in nechaz ishos that to recite a bracha after kedushin is out of the question. And then the Rambam has a little bit of a strange phrase, ma'ashe na'asah, kfar na'asah. It's almost like the Rambam's throwing his hands up and moaning that, whoa, you blew it. What happened, happened. Very strange Rambam, because the Rambam Lachari is giving you a reason why the din is he can't make the bracha afterwards. The reason is because you did the mitzvah already. Does that really give the reason? I mean, one could have still conceived. It's true, even those Rishonim, like there's a rule, says that you can make a bracha afterwards. They also bring mashanasa kvanasa. Nobody's denying the facts. No one's denying you, but the ringing of ringing. No one's denying you should, no one's denying that you blew the shofar. You finished the Megillah. So the other Rishonim is saying that, so what? You did the mitzvah. It's still, but you have to make the bracha. So the Rambam is somehow using this phrase, mashanasa kvanasa, as the reason why it's inconceivable to make the bracha afterwards. I have to think about this Rambam. Yeah, not for now. So it's clear from the Rambam that Birchas Eirusin is on par with any other Birchas and Mitzvahs. It's subject to the regular rules of Mivarech Leivos HaLasiyason, Yiv B'diyavid. So as an aside to our sugya, it happens to be that the Rosh, the Yidim Yisachas Ksubis holds.
Rabbi, I don't want to get off topic, so but just to clarify the Rambam, the Kedushin, the Eirusin is the Mitzvah, and then Peruvu is a separate Mitzvah, not attached to other Mitzvah.
Right, absolutely. According to the Rambam counts them in the minhag mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. Absolutely. If you want to take a look, if you want to double check on me, so take a look at the Rambam in the introduction to Sefer Noshim, when he opens up those issues. So the Rambam always gives an introduction as to what the mitzvahs he's going to discuss are. So the Rambam quotes four mitzvahs in those issues. If you take a look right at the very beginning, before Perek Aleph begins, there are four mitzvahs in those issues. Least number one is Lisa Isha Miksuba Kedusha. One is to get married. That's the mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number two, Shaloti Bal Isha Beloksuba Kedusha. Rambam holds that if a man and a woman have relations together, not in the context of marriage, that's a law in the Torah. What's a different law? We'll see a Kedusha Rasa Rambam is a unique sheet of Achlag Isa Rishonim about what exactly is the Torah problem, so to speak, with having relations outside the context of marriage. So the Rambam says it's a law in the Torah. Not everyone agrees to that law. Others have different reasons why it's off limits, but the Rambam says the fair is a law. Then the Rambam quotes a third mitzvah, Shlul Yimna Shekhsus V'yayna. Im Farasva, you're already married, you're not allowed to hold back Shekhsus V'yona, supporting food, clothing, and relations from your wife. And then mitzvah Dalad, Lifros V'livros B'mano, the mitzvah Periva Rivya. So the Rambam counted, there was two separate independent mitzvahs. The Rambam holds clearly, a person gets married at the age of 95. He's not planning on having any more children. He's the kind of the same mitzvah their eyes as the 25-year-old who gets married. Because getting married is a mitzvah in itself. So what Henry is alluding to is the Shittas HaRosh. The Rambam is in contrast to the Shittas HaRosh. The Rosh of Yidin Ksuba says that Birchas Eirusin happens not to be a Birchas HaMitzvah because there's no mitzvah to get married, says the Rosh. The mitzvah is to have children. Getting married, don't tell your wife this, Moshe. Getting married is like buying an esrog. Getting married is like building a sukkah. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It enables you to perform the mitzvah peruvu properly. But it's not a mitzvah in of itself. There, it doesn't warrant a bracha. You don't make a bracha when you build a sukkah. You don't make a bracha when you buy a lulav. But the Rambam again sticks this position that getting married is a mitzvah, and therefore the bracha on getting married is a birchas mitzvah. So look at the startling ravid on this Rambam. Fascinating ravid. Omevram, back to Parag Gimel Lachav Gimel. Omevram, ein anu omim kein zoch the ravid. We don't say like the Rambam just said. Al mekadesh v'chachem avarich. The Ravid says the exact opposite, that the correct order, the correct order is Dafka to give the ring first, and then and only then to recite the bracha. Why? What's wrong? The times of the Ravid, v'pnei shadover tolui b'das acherim. This mitzvah of getting married depends on somebody else. The phrase lahavu takes two to tango. The kala has to agree. If at the last minute she gets cold feet, imagine he's standing under the chuppah and he recites the bracha. He's about to put the ring on. She says, "You know what? I can't do it." She backs out. She runs off the chuppah. So the Rambam says, "You know what just happened? Bracha levatol. He just violated bracha levatol." Somehow the Rambam wasn't addressing the busha b'cherpah. He wasn't addressing the $100,000 that you wasted on the caterer. And he wasn't addressing the florist and the photographer. Never. The bracha matola, says the Rambam. Gevalt, says the Ravid. Gevalt, the bracha matola. And therefore, says the Ravid, you dafka have to reverse the order because it's always braver. To recite the bracha before you put the ring on is too dangerous, says the Ravid. Because there's a chashash of a bracha matola. So when I'm shaking a little, when I'm blowing shofar, when I'm reading the Megillah, I'm lying there, Chanukah, those are mitzvahs that don't depend on anybody else. I'm in charge, I'm in the driver's seat. So I make a bracha al achilas matzah. So I know I'm going to eat the matzah afterwards. And if I decide not to eat the matzah, I cause my own bracha to fall. Here the Rav says, it's too risky to recite a bracha. I'll smach somebody else's agreement.
Yeah, but the rule, the majority of the instances, that doesn't happen. So why should we accept his...
Very good. So you're a Gevald Gekasha. You ask a kasha on the right, but he says, I don't understand. The rule of marriage is never going to happen. So I'll ask you a question. I'll turn the question back to you. Can you use the principle of rove to warrant making a bracha? Or maybe the rules of brachas are so hard, bracha v'tola, so profound, that you don't make brachas ala safek, even if the rove is in my favor.
We don't have any safek milikathila here.
Yeah, it is a safek. We don't know what's going to happen.
Well, okay, so most of the stuff we do aharara bim le'atot. When we find the non-kosher meat, we go for rubak.
Absolutely.
So why shouldn't we go here?
That's why I threw the question back at you, because there's a special rule in Ichus Brachas called Safi Brachas Lohakel, right?
Right.
So there's a machlokes in the Gedolei Acharonim. What are the parameters of that rule? So there are some Acharonim who say that even when you have a rov, midei sveik elo nafka, it's tuchu the Safik. It's a rov, right? But it's full suffix. So in other areas of halacha, you're allowed to follow rov, but in Hukhas Brachas, there's a special din that you're not even allowed to make brachas up here, rov. And there are other achmerim say, lo hoyud v'am yom, I just made that up. Other achmerim say, the whole klal is not true. We just mamish made it up, yesh b'yayim. That brachas follows the regular rules of kol tara kula, and if there's a rov, it would be okay. So you have a fascinating raya. I never thought of this raya. A raya from the ravid. From the fact that the ravid is so worried, gevalt geshvigi, what's going to happen here? So it sounds like the Rav is saying we're too nervous in Uchus Brachas to rely on Rav. So I'll bring you a fascinating raya to your Shaila. I'm just to support you, and then I'll show you how you can deflect the raya. I'll tell you it's a fascinating raya. It's in Yonah D'Yoyim a little bit, and then remind me when I finish the raya to tell you the fascinating story. The raya goes as follows. The Rambam in Uchus Megillah discusses the following phenomena. In Yom Kippur, already 30 days before Purim. The following phenomena. I have a city, and I have no idea whether it's a walled city or not. I have no idea. I'm sure. No idea. Was this a walled city? Days of Shubinun? I have no idea. Whether there's a wall now or not is irrelevant. Was there a wall 3,500 years ago? I have no idea. What's the din? So the Ikar Adin, says the Rambam, is that Me'ikam Ikar Adin, you really lean on your dalad. There's a shaila whether you have to also lean on tezbav, whether it's midas chasidus, whether it's real halacha. But the ikar kriyas of Megillah is the on your dalad. Why is that? That's the rov. Most cities in the world, most cities, and therefore you're allowed to rely on the rov, says the Rambam, and you make a bracha on your dalad also. So comes up with Hadi Yosef in the Tshuva, and he says, you see from this Rambam that Rove governs all halacha, even Uchus Brachas. And we have no qualms, we have no hesitations reciting a bracha based on a Rove. You're following Rabbi Avadia. They're very, very good company. Your kasha is holding like Rabbi Avadia.
Does Shtita follow that? Because every Shtita, it could be a suffix, whether it be a trefa. And by going rove, that rove behemos kosher, that then you make the bracha for shechita.
Well, that's a good idea. I never thought it was right. Remember, I tell you the truth, this wasn't even what I was going to talk about in shechita. This was supposed to be just an addendum to last week's shiur. I thought we were going to get to that. We may just be talking about this for the rest of the shiur. This is Labor Day. Henry's got a gevaldik raya. Henry says, wait a second. We spoke 2-3 weeks ago about shechita shreifa. We quoted Machlokes Rashi in the Or Zeruah. Can you make a bracha on Shechitas Treifa, and we paskin Ramo paskin Shechitas in your test, because then you can't make a bracha Shechitas Treifa. So Henry, back to Kasha, how could you ever make a bracha on any Shechita? The only way we know it's not a treifa is based on rove. Wow. I gotta think about that. I could be doichayu with Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega has a chiddush that sometimes you have areas in halacha that don't follow rov, but if you already follow rov, like the other things, when those two areas of halacha join together, So then, migo that you could follow a row for one, you could follow a row for another. It's a complicated raya. Not for now. It could be that I have to follow that row behemas in and treifas. That row is negeil legabi achilas adayim also. It's not just a row of inuchas brachas. It's a row that impacts other areas of halacha. So once the halacha declares the row is good, I can't turn around the same breath and say, no, the row is good for this and not good for that.
That's the answer. That's the answer to the wedding. We have a sheet in the Gemara that a person will not spend so much money in a wedding or come to the wedding because row people will be embarrassed to run away. It doesn't mean that doesn't happen, that people run away from the altar, but row people would not put themselves in a position to be in violation.
Right, 100%. So there's a rove here. But that rove has no other nafkamina ladina except for the fact that we're going to make a bracha before or after. The fact that rove kalas don't spatzir off the chuppah right before the ring is put on has zero nafkamina ladina.
But it does, because we're talking about Zman Gemara, which she was engaged for the year and she's everybody else.
No. This is Kiddush. It's not a suin. This is the first step.
Wow.
So I'm trying to suggest that there are differences of role. The case of Shechita that you're asking may fall short, according to this from Kivegas Lomdas, that since we're anyway using the role of Lagabi the Yisrachila, maybe we have a right to almost like steal that role for those brachas as well, possibly. I have to think about that a little bit more. Getting back to the story. So let me just get back quickly just to the Raya for a second. So we have a Raya, Vadi Yosef, but a Raya from Megillah that you follow Rove, because after all, you're following Rove. Rove cities are Yadalot cities. They're not walled cities. And I'm making a bracha based on the Rove. Yeah,
just quickly, how is, with the case of the Rambam and then leaning the Megillah on the 14th, is that really a bracha levatala? I mean, you're still allowed to lean any one of those days. So that's not really a raya.
No, if you're a walled city person, Pashup Shad is not yet Yadalot. If you're Rishalmi, it says maybe Diyav Diyot Yadalot. But Pashup and the Bavli is not yet. If you're really a Rishalmi guy, if you lane in Yadalot, you're not yet the Pashtas. So could we be doicha this raya from Rabbi Yosef? So now I'll tell you the story, and then I'll tell you the dicha and the raya, and then we'll get back to this raya. So we have a few steps to go. The story goes back. I may have told the story before. The story goes back to when I was in 10th grade. I was in 10th grade, and we had a very, very big special opportunity in my high school. Rabbi Vadi Yosef came to visit our school. Now, I'm trying to remember when I think he must have been the Rabbi Rashi at that point. I think he was already the Rabbi Rashi. Go check the calendar. So I was in high school. I was born in 1965, so it was around 1980. I think he was still the Rabbi Rashi. Double check afterwards. Google his tenure as Rabbi Rashi. I think he was Rabbi Rashi then. And he came to our yeshiva, to our high school. And he gave a shir, a little shmooze, or something, and he davened with us. And I remember at the time we were all like shaking, because it was a day of Kriyas HaTorah, and so they had to line up who had the aliyah. So at the time it was my high school was Masifto HaTorah, Manhattan Hebrew High School. Some of you may remember back from many gulgulim ago, back when the days in Riverdale. So it was Rabbi Riskin was the dean of the high school at the time, way before Efrat was a dream in Eretz Israel. So he was dean of our school. So he's a kohen, Rabbi Riskin. So he got the first aliyah. Then Rabbi Mordechai Marcus, the chetzach livracha, was my rebbe for the Levi. He got the second aliyah, and Rabbi Vadi Yosef was the Yisrael, got the third aliyah. And then they called up some kid, the Hagba Galila, whatever it was. So I remember some people were marveling. The Gemara says that Hagoyla notos chakula, the person who does Galila gets reward for all the aliyahs that came before. He gets the reward to negate all the aliyahs. So they were kidding. They came with this little 14-year-old little punk. They said to him, so you just got a lot of chiyus and that one little Galila. You know what they were talking about? I don't think you knew Rabbi Vadi Yosef was. Anyway, so Tachlis, he gave a shir. After the shir was over, so I remember we were some of the Tamini, we were chepping Rav Marcus a little bit. I've talked many, many times about Rav Marcus and Adam Gadol, we call it Tarkula. So we were chepping it, we said to him, Rebbe, don't you have any kashi you want to ask from Avadja? So he said, yeah, he has a kasha, he asked him a rajah, but he couldn't bring himself. I don't know, he didn't have the guts to ask him. So he said he really, really wanted to ask Ravadi a kasha. What was the kasha? He wanted to argue with this rye of his about making a bracha based on Rav. He said he thought he had a deal from Rambam, a whole sugya, that the fact that the Rambam lets you make a bracha and Rav by Kriyas HaMegillah is not because the Rambam holds as a cult or a coolie make a bracha and Rav. Kriyas HaMegillah, they were misakein on Rav. That means Chazal knew that they're going to be cities down the line that are suffic. Everybody knows it. You're going to live in, I'm living in Tufshim. How in the world am I going to know what happened there? Yeshua Minun. Chazal didn't realize that. So they were misakein that a city that doesn't know which day to lean on, up in din the Yatsin Yadal. It's not like there's a rove here, Yatsin Yadal. It's not like there's a 90% chance of Yatsin Yadal, and if not, so what, we try the best and come back next time. No, that was the takon. The takon was the lane up your right. So you can't ask a kasha from that kind of, like, can't even write that kind of a rove. When you have a mitzvah, I'm only Yates in the mitzvah material's rove. So Takas Hashem is the child. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But Chris McGill is the exception to the rule. That was where Marcus is tiny one never gets revived. We didn't get a chance to ask him the kasha. Some of the Elam Emes, they're both the Elam Emes, maybe before Purim now. Maybe they're fighting out now for the next world. When it's a good riot. You have the Rambam, you can ask the Rambam now. The Elam Emes gets the Rambam, he said. Anyway, back to the story. So it's you opened up a world for us when we heard about the riot. But I still get to the punchline yet. So the Rav as this tain in the Rambam that it's more correct to make the bracha after the kiddushin because we're afraid of a bracha levatol. And then the Rav goes one step further. V'zeh atam, says the Rav, lebirchas ha'av shemavarach lachnisam v'vishu shalam avinu. You want to know, says the Rav, about the bracha lachnisam v'vishu shalam avinu. When is that bracha recited? Before the bris or after the bris? Think back to different brisim that you've been at. I don't know if you haven't been at that many brisim recently. So this is a big machlekes rishonim. It was actually machlekes to Reshbam and Rabbeinu Tam, the two brothers. I'm just going to give you just one second.